Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 16, verse 4. So he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she has conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. As you can see here now, Hagar is pregnant. Okay, she's pregnant now. She could see that how Sarah is kind of looking down on her a little bit and everything. And as you can see here, what's going on and how she feels and everything. You know, it's just like she's, you know, just what is just this what just happened? You know what I'm saying? You know, just like I said in the previous podcast, you know, Sarah decided to take things in her own hands, take matters in her own hands and not fully trust in God now. And now you can see that what's going on now. And now Hagar's starting to feel that her mistress is, you know, feeling like, you know, disrespected and everything. And she feels that, you know, and sometimes we feel that way. Sometimes when something happens in our lives or something, sometimes we feel that. But you know what? We have the comfort of God. Hallelujah. We got the comfort of God that will come upon us and be with us in those times, that he'll pick us up and we can keep going for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God knows everything. And God knew this about Hagar. Okay. God knew this about her. Okay. God is right there with her. And it's just like God is right here with us. When we feel like we're, you know, down and out and we messed up really bad and we don't know what to do and how to turn to God. Turn to him. When you think something's spinning out of control. I mean, look at this situation here. You know, with Sarah and Abram and Hagar, look at this situation and how God, you know, how God knows all that's going on here and everything. So if we catch ourselves in a situation, just look toward God. He's there with you. He'll be there with you and everything. He'll be there with you and he's always for you. He's always by your side. Hallelujah. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I preserve this podcast. I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory. I pray, Lord, you touch them, lead, guide, and direct them. Bless their day, Lord. Lord, when we mess up, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for always picking us up out of that miry clay. And we thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We want to magnify your name. And thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I want to encourage you, if you're doing your devotions, give God praise and glory right now. Wherever you're at, just raise your hand. Let's praise him together. We want to say thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for touching our life. Thank you, Lord, for being by our side. Thank you, God, for being our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Send your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. Let's just praise him for a little bit. Hallelujah. Let's cause this our praise break. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for who you are. And we praise you in Jesus' name we pray. And praise him in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, folks. God is good. So when you praise him daily, you pray to him and you read that word, you'll see your faith grow in him. Have a blessed day.